I am a cheerful man, even in the dark, and it's all thanks to a good Lutheran mother. When I was a boy, if I came around looking glum and mopey, she said, "What's the matter? Did the dog pee on your cinnamon toast?" And the thought of our old black mutt raising his hind leg in the pot of dog and peeing on toast made me giggle. I was a beanpole boy, and my hair was the color of wet straw. I loved to read adventure books and ride my bike and shoot baskets in the driveway and tell jokes. My dad Byron was a little edgy, expecting the worst, saving glass jars, paper clips, turning off lights, cranking down the thermostat to keep us out of the poorhouse. But Mother was well composed, a true Lutheran, and taught me to cheer up, make yourself useful, mind your manners, and above all, don't feel sorry for yourself. In Minnesota, you learn to avoid self-pity, as if it were poison ivy in the woods. Winter's not a personal experience. Everyone else is as cold as you are, so don't complain about it too much, even if your cinnamon toast gets peed on. It could be worse. Being Lutheran, Mother believed that self-pity is a deadly sin, and so is nostalgia, and she had no time for either. She had sat at the bedside of her beloved sister, Dottie, dying of scarlet fever in the summer of 1934. She held Dottie's hand as the sky turned dark from their father's fields blowing away in the drought. She cleaned Dottie, wiped her, told her stories, changed the sheets. And out of that nightmare summer, she emerged stronger, confident that life would be wondrous, or at least bearable. I was named for my great-grandfather, John Tollefson, who landed in Lake Wobegon in the center of Minnesota from Voss, Norway, in 1880. Lake Wobegon was a rough town then, where all on one block for less than $5 you could get a tattoo, a glass of gin, and a social disease, and have enough left over to get in a poker game. But Lutherans civilized it. They were hard workers, indifferent to vice. John and his wife Sina came from Voss and begat Einar, and Einar and Beata, Bertie, begat Byron, and Byron and Mary begat me, John, a third of five children, with Bill and Diana ahead of me, and Ronnie, Byron Jr., and Judy after.